Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Karisos daf chaf aleph. Karisos 21 and on chaf aleph from the beis. The Gemara has the following discussion. It says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda recorded in the name of Rav dam sheratzim, the dam of these creatures that crawl close to the ground. These specific creatures loken of because I said that for these sheratzim, these shmona sheratzim, we say that these eight sheratzim, a person is going to get lashes upon them if they eat them with. If they eat their blood, an olive-sized amount of their blood. So the Gemara challenges Rav's statement. How could he say that? But we learned, Dama Tchol, Dama Lev, Dama Klaios. This is the blood of the heart, the spleen, the kidneys, Dama Varim, or the blood of limbs. These are prohibited. These get a prohibition if you eat them. But that means you get lashes, but you don't get kares. You don't get cut off. But Dama Halcheshtayim, Halcheshtayim is a reference to human beings, the blood of people who walk on two legs. Dam sheratzim uramasim, the blood of these sheratzim asur, they're prohibited to eat ve'en chayav nolav, and you're not liable for it, and which means to say that it means to imply that the blood of sheratzim, the Gemara says, seems to be saying that you're not liable even for lashes. So why does Rav say you get lashes? So the Gemara says, my ein chayav nolav. What does that mean? It says the Gemara, it doesn't mean that you're not liable for lashes. It means you're not liable for kares of a lav mechayev, but for lashes you would be liable. So the Gemara says, no, we have two problems with this answer. We can't give that answer. First of all, chada hainu resha. That's actually, then it would be the same thing as the first part of the Mishnah of the Braisa, which says that you get a prohibition and lashes, but not kares. If that's the case, it would have been the blood of sheratzim would have been included in the resha. And second of all, tana milav nami ka matlay. The Braisa that we had earlier in our Talmud on 21a teaches us that the blood of sheratzim are not even included in a prohibition at all. The Katani, the Braisa states, Yatza dam sheratzim she'en b'hem tumah chamura. So we see that the blood of sheratzim are not even included in general prohibition. So we can't give the answer that the blood of sheratzim, you're liable for lashes, you're just not liable for kares. So I'm a Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera says, no, that which Rav said that you get lashes for a dam of a sheretz, his intent was to say, his rubo mishum sheretz, that if you warn them about the eating of a sheretz, the eating of these eight creatures, then you get lashes, because since the blood of the sheretz is prohibited like its flesh. However, mishum dam, but if you would warn him just about the eating of the blood, eino loka, then you wouldn't get any lashes at all. And in this context, Rav taught, Amar Rav, says the Gemara, dam dogim shekintsu asur. If you have the blood of fish that you collected in a utensil on its own, that would be prohibited. So the Gemara challenges this. How can you say the blood of fish is prohibited? But we have a braisa that says, dam dogim, dam chagav, mutar v'afilu chatchilo, that the blood of fish and locusts is permitted even initially, even chatchilo. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's the Gemara initial approach is to answer that by saying, ahi b'shelo kintsu. That where we say it's permitted, even chatchilo, is where it wasn't collected in its own separate utensil. Kika amarav, but when Rav said it's prohibited, it is b'shekin, so when it's included in its own separate utensil, then Rav would say that it is actually prohibited. The kavase, well, the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, the kavase gabe mahal chishtayim, would you say with respect to human beings, when the Braisa says that, where we had said that it's not prohibited, would we say in that price it said it is prohibited? That's a situation mishalo kintsu, where it was still not collected. But in that case, mi aser, if it was still not gathered up together, would anybody prohibit it? Would anybody say that blood of a human being that was not gathered in one utensil is prohibited? Vatanya, but we learned, dam shal gabe kikar, if you have the blood of a human being, and he put a loaf of bread in his mouth, and he had blood between his teeth, so rabbinically we're supposed to not eat it. And also goro, so under those circumstances, we're supposed to scrape away the blood, va'ocho, and then you can eat the loaf of bread. Shal beina shinayim, but if it's the blood of the teeth, as long as it's still between your teeth, then you don't even have to, there's not even rabbinic reason to separate from it. You're allowed to suck it and you don't have to be concerned. And we see from here that the blood of a human being, it's not actually biblically prohibited, just rabbinically prohibited if it's not if it's on the loaf of bread, we say you have to scrape it off. So if that's the case, how can we explain this case? So the Gemara says what we're talking about is kitanya himasniso, that which we learned in the Braisa, that the blood of fish is permitted even initially. That is where the ispe, that which we say is permitted even initially, is where the ispe kaskasim, where the blood has, where the blood has scales in it, and so it's obviously the blood of a fish. When Rav says it's prohibited, that's rabbinically. Why is it prohibited? The ispe kaskasim, because in a situation where there's no scales, then the blood will be prohibited, because then we're concerned, even though it's the blood of the fish, we're concerned it might be mixed up with the blood of an animal, and so there's a gezeirah, or a rabbinic decree to prohibit it. But we see also from here about the blood of a human being, that if it's in your mouth, it's completely permitted, and if it's not in your mouth, if it's on a loaf of bread, that it's just rabbinically prohibited, and you're supposed to scrape it away. The Rambam writes that a person is not going to be considered with the, when we talk about the blood of a person, we're going to say that there's no prohibition, biblically speaking, to eat the flesh of a human being, and so therefore he's not going to get lashes, but he's going to be prohibited as a prohibition that comes from a positive commandment. But the Ramban cites our Gemara and says from here we see that the flesh of a human being, there's no prohibition at all, because we say in our Gemara, even there's no mitzvah, even rabbinically, if it was already included. And so therefore, we are going to say on this basis, the Ramban is saying that there's no prohibition on eating the blood or the flesh of a human being. That's only as it relates to a living person, but as it relates to a dead person, the Ramban would say it's going to be learned as from prohibition, from Gzeir Shav, from Egla Rufa, that it's prohibited to get any benefit from it.